Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. We don't tend to worry about wheat winter hardiness in southeast Kansas, but I do occasionally get a question on it. It is more of an issue for our friends in western Kansas, but wheat has some defense mechanisms that help tolerate extreme cold as well as being impacted by environmental factors. This week we will hear from Romulo Lolato, K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist, as he talks about what factors impact wheat winter hardiness. Romulo begins by discussing the biochemical reactions that occur in the plant, which help it tolerate cold temperatures.
As temperatures start to go down in the fall, and as we have shorter days in the fall, that triggers the plant to produce a substance that is almost an anti-freeze substance. It's called proline, and that substance, the greater the concentration that we have of it, especially in the crown level, the better the chances our wheat crop has to make it through the winter, the better cold acclimation it will have. And really, for us to start getting into that point, the crop needs anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks of temperatures in the crown level below about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, if we look at the temperatures at the 2-inch across the state, for a lot of the state, we were averaging well below 50, especially if we look at north central Kansas into western Kansas, temperatures were already triggering that cold acclimation process these last few weeks.
In our area, the soil temperatures starting nearing that lower limit in late November. Next, Dr. Lolato discusses how the fluctuations in temperature can affect how winter hardy the plant is at any point in time.
Now, that process is not really static. Once it starts getting into the dormancy, it's going to be there. No, temperatures were going up and down, and this process actually, the crop starts to be more cold acclimated, and it will grow some more as well whenever we have temperatures, whenever it allows, so it decreases its cold hardiness. But once the crop reaches its maximum cold hardiness, generally by the winter, as long as the crown level temperature remains below or about 32 Fahrenheit or so, the crop will stay dormant through the winter.
Finally, Romulo discusses that dry soils can greatly impact winter hardiness due to the lack of a temperature buffering effect.
Probably the biggest concern that we have at this point is that we have dry soils, and those dry soils, they will buffer less any change in temperatures. So in other words, the soils will become colder if the weather is cold, or they will become hotter if the weather is warm, faster as compared to a moist soil. So if you have a cold temperatures now, the crop will be more exposed for having that dry topsoil. So that's one thing that probably the biggest concern at this point that we need to keep in mind.
That was K-State Research and Extension Wheat Specialist Romulo Lolato discussing wheat winter hardiness factors. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.